Making a bucket list. We all have special things that we want to do at least once in our lives, right? Like, someday I'm going to visit the Great Wall of China, or someday I'm going to write a novel. Maybe you've already thought about making a list of all the things you really want to do in your life. A bucket list. This term was made popular by a movie about a cancer patient who makes a list of everything he wants to do before he kicks the bucket or dies, and he calls it his bucket list. The movie inspired millions of people to put together lists of exciting things they wanted to do and places they wanted to go while they still could. Surprisingly, though, there are arguments against making a bucket list. To begin with, making a bucket list might make you less spontaneous, less willing to do things without planning them ahead of time. Let me give you an example. A few years ago, I got it into my head that I had to see Paris from the top of the Eiffel Tower. So I took a quick trip to France and didn't do anything else while I was there because I was so determined to cross climbing the Eiffel Tower off my list. In the end, I'm sure I missed out on taking some interesting side trips that could have come up along the way. There's a good chance that I would have enjoyed these unplanned excursions more than I enjoyed the view from the top of the Eiffel Tower. And that's not the only problem with creating a bucket list. If you fill your list with things that are really hard to accomplish, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. I'm going to travel to every continent. The list might turn from a source of inspiration to a source of regret. You don't want to feel like a failure because you're not doing most of the things on your list. Now, I try to fill my list with things I know I can do. They don't cost a fortune, and they're mostly not on the other side of the world. For example, before I die, I plan to learn how to play the piano. There's a piano in my house that belonged to my grandmother, and it sits silent year after year. Every time I look at it, I remember her playing so beautifully. Maybe I'll never play as well as my grandmother did, but someday I'm going to play at least one song. I also try to include things that will be deeply meaningful and fulfilling. For instance, another thing on my list is meeting all my cousins. My parents didn't keep in close touch with my family members while I was growing up, so now I've got 9 cousins in different parts of the world that I've never met. I've already found most of them on social media and invited them to come visit me. One of them lives in Australia. Another one lives in Dubai. They've all invited me to visit them, but it doesn't really matter whether I go there or they come here. I care more about meeting them than I care about traveling to new places. If you want to make a bucket list, there are thousands of suggestions online. There are some you might want to add to your list, like sleeping under the northern lights, taking Italian cooking classes, or going to a World Cup game. But I always keep in mind that my list is a guide, a reminder of my dreams and ambitions, not a list of things I have to do to feel good about myself. And if my dreams change as I get older, my list can change too. It's my bucket, after all.